Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Hope everyone's having a great start to their week. July is almost over. August is right around the corner. Just a few more days left. It seems summer has flown by. I hope you've had an enjoyable summer and a great time with your family. Have a great time just serving the Lord this summer. And one of the things I wanted to look at this week was the area of being used of God. And I think we all, if you're a Christian, you want to be used of God. You want to be used as a soldier in the fight. No one likes being that person on the ball team or on the sports team that sits and warms the bench. They want to be in the battle. They want to be used. But there's a big misconception among a lot of people and a lot of Christians, oh, God can't use me because of my past. Because of my past failures or my past life before I was saved, even some failures you've had as a Christian, well, God can't use me because of this. Now, I want to put this out there first. Yes, there are certain things that maybe you have disqualified yourself. You know, if you're twice married or if you've been immoral, that would cause a problem in you being a pastor or being called into the ministry. But all of us can serve God, and all of us can be used of God. And so we have a very important and a proper viewpoint when it comes to being used of God. The devil loves to get in there and love to tell people, oh, God can't use you. But a great example of we see God's mercy in using someone, and we see that example given in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." And of course, we know who's speaking here. This is the Apostle Paul. And that he described himself here as a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious to the church of God, which he did. He was a persecutor of Christians. He put Christians to death. Stephen, that we see in the book of Acts, Paul was consenting unto his death, meaning he was one of the men that said, yes, he needs to die for blaspheming God because of his belief in Jesus Christ, because Paul was a Pharisee, and he rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah. But no, of course, we know that on the road to Damascus, that Paul saw Jesus. Jesus appeared to Paul and called him into the ministry, and then Paul called upon Jesus for salvation. And we look at that and we say, "Wow, someone who was responsible for persecuting, for imprisoning, and even seeing Christians killed, God could still use him?" Absolutely. And we this phrase here is important. It's, "I did it ignorantly and unbelief." There are a lot of things that we did before we were saved that we are ashamed of, that were sinful, because we were lost. And we look at those things, and we did them many times ignorantly in unbelief, but the devil loves to come back, and he loves to knock on the door and say, you know what, God can't use you because of your sin. God can't use you because you did this. God can't use you because you did this. But I know the Bible says, and we all know this verse, that old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. When he chooses to not remember our sin anymore, as far as the east is from the west. And so we don't need to let the devil defeat us. He loves to defeat soldiers in this way, Christian soldiers, because of the fact that if he gets us to doubt God can use us, then we're not going to seek to be used, and we're just going to live life our way. We're going to live in a way that maybe doesn't even, that maybe pleases God in some ways, but we just sit on the sidelines. Well, I'm just going to be a spectator. I can't be used of God. I want to tell you here this morning, God can use you. God can use you to win souls. By the grace of God, you can win souls. By the grace of God, you can live righteous and holy in this present world, even though the culture is evil. By the grace of God, you can stand up in your community and you can say, though this sin is wrong here in Killeen, we're facing the legalization of marijuana. And we're facing that of low level misdemeanor levels under 4 ounces. We're facing an ordinance where they're going to tell the police to turn a blind eye to it, not charge people with it, taking away the consequence for sin. And that is never right to do. We have to be careful that we are not doing things that cause harm to be done in our communities. And what do we do? What are Christians doing? Well, many times Christians just sit back because no one wants to hear our opinion. No one wants to hear what we think. But we're wrong. That's a wrong way to think. And you need to stand up, and God can use you to be maybe the one person in your community that people say, wow, they really disagree with this. They really believe what they're saying. And we need to be standing up, and we need to be saying something. God wants to use us. God can use you in your church. God can use you to minister. God can use you to encourage people. God can use you to pray. We can be used of God just because we have sin in our past. Because, by the way, everybody's got a past. Everybody's got sin. Everybody has needed to be forgiven for their sin. The foot of the cross is level. There's not certain people closer to the front and other people further back. The foot of the cross is level. We're all sinners. We're all in the same boat. And we all needed the blood of Jesus to save us from our sin. So I want to encourage you that don't believe the lie of the devil. Get out there and let God use you. Ask God to use you, and He most certainly will use you if you're seeking after Him with your whole heart and you love Him with all your heart. God will use you in a special way. I want to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Make sure to share on social media, share with your friends, family. If this has been encouragement to you, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can text 254-317-4778. It's my cell phone. Go ahead and text me and say, "Preacher, this was a blessing to me." I'd love to hear from you. Email us info@tbc for Tabernacle Baptist Church, tbckilleen, KILLEEN.org. Email us there and just drop us a note and say, "Preacher, this really was a blessing." If you're listening on sermon audio, you can leave a comment on the sermon. Just let us know how the Lord has used this in your life. That's a great encouragement to us and helps us know that this is being used of the Lord to encourage you in your life. Well, until next time, join us next week, same time, for the Christian Soldier Podcast. Thank you for joining us today, and I'll see you next time.